Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, who probably is on his way back from the ATM where he had to get some money for that bet on Washington last night.
No, I'm not at the ATM. Oh, my God.
You were earlier.
Yes. My bank account is empty already. It doesn't even matter. I only got dust left in there. Oh, but anyway, yes, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Yeah.
My God.
I got a guess on who you're trashing. Who is it?
No, let me hear your guess. I would love to hear your
guess. My guess is it's either the Washington Huskies football team or Michael Penix Jr., their quarterback.
Bingo!
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he didn't play. He played poorly. I mean, he played well in the game leading up to that, and just a bad night. It happens, yeah. Chris. I mean, he's 40 years old. You would think he'd play better than that. I'm just saying.
He took a beating. Yeah. We'll get into that later, but he took a beating. My man, I felt bad for him. I was like, can somebody get a doctor out there?
No, it was bad.
Because he was holding his ribs like they were broken. Rob G., has there been a diagnosis on it? Is he all right? He's just banged up. Okay. All right, but anyway, we got a great show for you. Ephraim Salaam will join us at the bottom of the hour so he can talk college football and pro football. So we'll talk with him about
what's he know about college football? Didn't he go to San Diego State?
Shots fired. Ow, you getting ready for your roast?
Yes, I'm ready.
I got to get my stuff together. I got to get my little.
Chris, don't put too much pressure on yourself. Just, you know what? Don't overthink it. Just what makes me quirky stuff, stories you remember. Like, that's all people want to hear. Okay. You know, they don't expect you to get up there and be a comedian.
And be Chris Rock, right?
You know what I'm saying? Right. If you put that kind of pressure on yourself, then it's going to be bad. I'm telling you. Just be like, yo, I work with this dude every day, and he does X, Y, and Z. Yeah, you know what I mean. Things that I've done over the years, that's all.
Okay. Well, the super producer, Rob G., of course, is in the house on the ones and twos, back from a vacation, a long weekend. DJ Alex Tyshirt.
Were you in the water? Were you in the pool, Alex?
I was everywhere and then some, Rob.
Wow.
Alex, my wife and I went to a restaurant in Newark. It's kind of like an Asian fusion type deal.
Ooh.
Real nice vibe. It's new. I can't remember the name of it, but she was raving about it. So we went there Saturday night. And they had anime up. You
Stop.
Know, they had some TVs and big anime screens.
Anime to eat was on the menu? What was that?
That's what I would have thought. But no, it was basically cartoons. Japanese cartoons.
Right,
that,
anime.
It's anime, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You should have slid my number, CB.
Yeah, well, my wife asked me, do you know about anime? I said, oh, man, our producer is like the man.
Yes, sir.
In anime. So I gave you love.
Hey, that's right. Awesome. Thank you.
And Alex, I do want you to, I want to say this too, is one of my students, in listening to the intro, the video intro you did, he did the video, Chris, intro for my baseball class.
Okay.
So that people know, you know, my history with covering Major League Baseball.
Right.
And Alex did the voiceover. And one of the students said to me afterwards, was that Alex the vegan? I swear.
That's so cool.
Because Chris, that's what you call, that's what he said.
Right,
is that Alex
right,
the vegan?
Right.
And I said, yeah, that is Alex.
Hey, you know my part-time, my dad
we making you
work.
Internationally known.
I know. Hey, Alex, I laughed. I laughed.
So cool. Yeah.
Yes, yes. All right. On the updates, our man Isaac Lohenkron, Ilo. And on social media, also back from a long weekend, Elijah Sebunya. All right, Rob, look, we briefly mentioned it, but last night, Michigan took apart Washington 34-13. Was not a just, you know, unwatchable blowout, but certainly was not really competitive. For a time, you know, Washington was within a touchdown, but for the most part, Michigan had its way with Washington. And Jim Harbaugh, Rob, we disagreed on whether or not he had, you know, kind of done the job, so to speak, before the game. I felt like just getting them to being, I think what everybody would say was a top five program in the country now, was getting the job done because Michigan had never really been that. And you felt, though, that he had to win the game and win the championship to complete the job. So our disagreement doesn't matter. He has clearly completed the job and gotten Michigan its first national championship, Rob, since 1948. So 75 years. What are your thoughts?
This should be a nice story, Chris, with a nice bow. Finally, the maize in blue, they finally get their national championship their fan base has been wanting for so long and hopeful and euphoric and my God.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, right?
But they can't fully embrace it or feel good about it. Michigan's national championship is tainted. There's no way around it.
Wow.
It is tainted. If you were to touch it, you would have to wash your hands.
Oh, wow.
It's stinky. I'm sorry. I know the Michigan faithful are feeling like, oh, my God, we did it. We're the greatest. Jim Harbaugh was 5 minutes away from being tarred and feathered and run out of Ann Arbor. That's how bad it was. It was horrendous what had happened. So much so they embarrassed him and made him take a pay cut. He went to
was before this.
He went to I'm just talking about his whole story. So, I'm talking about his whole story that's where he
that
was.
That makes it the good story. Yeah.
No, that's not. Because with the turnaround also coincides with certain coaches and people being involved in the university. And for Jim Harbaugh to stand up there and talk about that they were innocent and they didn't do anything, how could that be, Jim Harbaugh? Why did you get rid of two coaches this past year?
Right.
I wouldn't have got rid of anybody, Chris, if they were innocent.
If you're
would
innocent,
you?
No.
Dude, I would have stood up for those guys.
Just out of loyalty to your guys, right.
If those innocent, are your coaches that you hired and you paid. Absolutely. So why did you get rid of them during your undefeated championship season if they didn't do anything wrong? Why did you accept the suspension at the end of the year, Chris, when they had the big game against Ohio State? You were the one who stood up there and said, I want my due process. I want my day in court. And then when the conference came and showed you what they had, Chris, you hightailed it, and all of a sudden that didn't matter to you. How can you sit here, be a Michigan fan, wear the winged helmet and all that, and act like nothing happened? Hey, there's nothing to see here. Michigan football is just like the Houston Astros. They're stinky. They're cheaters. There's a reason not to feel good about this championship. And you know what, Chris? It's just a matter of time before it all comes out in the wash, because there's an investigation that is not complete, and we will find more results. This team was going nowhere fast, and all of a sudden things changed the last couple of years when this guy who was roaming the sidelines, wearing disguises, and apparently stealing signs, all of a sudden turned the fortunes of Michigan around. That's why I'm not going to embrace it. When I see the final investigation, Chris, and if they say they're totally exonerated, that's a mistake, I'll embrace it. But until then, I'm keeping my arm's distance to that championship. And if I was near it, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Wow. Where was the music?
This was one without music. It was all.
Thank you. I thought the dun, 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 dun.
I didn't feel enough passion there.
Thank you.
All right. Look, obviously they cheated. All right. But there are degrees.
You're even on board with that, Chris.
Well, with that. Yeah, yeah. I don't feel like you do about the championship. I almost split it into two things. Like the football of it, the sport. Do I feel like Michigan is the best team in college football? Can I say with some degree of certainty that they are the best team in college football and deserve this championship? My answer to that, Rob, is yes. Now, I can't totally get mad at those that would say, but because you never know, right? I mean, my thinking, Rob, is that early in the season when they may have been cheating, right? I don't know if the cheating was it the previous years? Was there some this year? Early in the season, if the cheating was going on during these games, I mean, these teams were not very good teams. And Michigan was routing everyone just embarrassingly. And so I don't think Rutgers or Nebraska or Bowling Green was going to beat Michigan. When the reports came out and when Harbaugh was suspended, at that point, I mean, I find it hard to believe they were still cheating. I think you'd probably even agree with that. So when the cheating we would believe, when it presumably stopped, they still beat up Penn State. Maryland, okay, they're not that good. Beat Ohio State without Harbaugh. And beat Iowa in the Big Ten Championship. And then rolled Alabama. And, of course, Washington. So, I think they proved what we would presume would be post-cheating. And I'm not condoning the cheating. That's bad. He's been punished. 3-game suspension. Beginning of the year, 3-game suspension. End of the year, maybe more will come. But I think just on the field, Rob, they prove that they are indeed the best team in college football. So I can respect that. But the cheating, you're right. I mean, and I don't know. It'll be ugly if it's some serious cheating scandal over the past 2 years when they did turn it around that, you know, that could put a damper on it. But right now, I feel like Michigan fans feel fine. I know my daughter feels great about it. I don't have a problem with them. I think they proved it on the field, so I'm okay with that. But, you know, look, what you said certainly has merit, because whenever you cheat, You can't get mad at people for holding it against you.
100%.
If some people want to be like, hey, it wasn't that bad, I'm good, you know, that's fine too. But if some want to be like, no, I'm sorry, you cheated, you can, you just got to, you got to take your medicine. You got to accept it because you did cheat. You did do something wrong. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you feel good? I mean, just as a college football fan, or certainly if you're a Michigan fan out there, how do you feel about this championship that the Wolverines just won? The first
it's
one
tainted.
In 75 years. Rob says it's tainted. I say the football, the sport of it is legit. What say you? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you like using debit over credit, you should get rewarded too. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases with no fees, period. Check out eligibility and terms at Discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Is Michigan's championship tainted? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Michael in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
Good evening, gentlemen. Chris, Rob, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
How are you?
Chris, I agree with you. Listen, I think they won the title fair and square. They beat Ohio State. They beat Penn State on the road. They beat Alabama when nobody thought they would beat Alabama, and they clobbered Washington. I mean, Jim Harbaugh finally proved to the world he's an elite football coach.
So wait a minute, Michael. So nothing happened, none of the cheating stuff. He got rid of two why didn't he stand by his coaches? Why did he throw them off the boat if everything was above board?
I'm not saying they didn't do anything nefarious, but they won without him.
Are you sure they weren't cheating anymore? They stopped all you sure? Are you sure
well,
of that?
It's the same thing, Rob. I know, I get where you're coming from, but listen, when the Patriots were accused of Deflategate, do you remember what they did in the second half? They clobbered the Colts.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you didn't cheat. I get that. It doesn't mean that you didn't cheat. So that's what when I say something's tainted.
One
it's because
thing I
there's a
say,
question.
Rob, Harbaugh shouldn't have said we're innocent because you accepted
said.
A penalty.
Right.
He should have just been like, "Hey, we just want to." I don't remember what the question was, but you know, we just happy. You know, we had some ups and downs this year, but we ended up where we wanted to be, and we couldn't be prouder.
Say
you know,
he's
something
innocent
like that.
Is just
when you already accepted without a fight. The punishment. And
right.
Like you said, they fired two coaches or got rid of two coaches. So I just think that, because Rob, I think two things can be true. Like the Patriots with Deflategate. Yeah, they deflated those balls. But then when they got right the balls, they still destroyed Indianapolis.
No, I get
that.
So
it doesn't mean that. So I'm, yeah, I'm, that's what I'm saying.
But it doesn't mean that you didn't cheat, though.
Yeah,
right,
that we
right.
didn't do anything is what right. I feel like he just should have left that alone.
Okay, Jennifer in Michigan. I wonder where she is in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jennifer?
Good evening, guys. It is tainted, but I am so happy they won. Maybe Jim shouldn't have said what he said because there could be more stuff coming down the pike.
Well, that's right. The problem.
He'll probably be in the NFL next year.
Jennifer, are you a Michigan fan? Where are you in Michigan?
I live in Battle Creek.
Okay. So you see the point. By him standing up there saying they're innocent, and then they could be throwing a book at Michigan next year. We don't
right.
know.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I mean, come on. Don't say that. You know, you put yourself on you gave yourself a little punishment, but you're probably going to get the book thrown at you for what you've done. So it's on you.
Right.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. Anybody else want to get in? 877-99 on Fox. You can get in. Ramon in Indianapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How are you?
How you doing? Both my two of my favorite gentlemen. And I appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
I've been a coach 20-something years. Been a teacher. I'm a scientist by trade, but I have taught. And imagine the people who just called, imagine if a person cheated on one test, they cheated on two tests, but then, okay, fine, they did fine on the final exam. What would you do as a professor? What would a school do when they find out that a person cheats on a
test? They fail.
Well,
they fail.
They fail them.
Or they punish them.
They expel Mortimer Fighting is going to be expelled. We just lost a Harvard president because they say she didn't cite her papers right.
Let's right, Chris. She was cited plagiarism.
Yeah, there was
right?
more. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole different thing. But there was more to it than that.
I'm just saying, we got Martin Luther King coming up Monday, and he said the content of character, and that doesn't show character. I don't teach my young people I coach to cheat. We win, we lose with what we have and what we
so
practice.
So what? Look, you, everything you're saying
on
the character,
on.
Obviously
Spot
we agree
on.
With, and it's right. But what do you think should have happened in this situation? They should have been ineligible to compete for the championship?
No, you do what they did to USC and took my man's Heisman. You take that trophy now.
Well, that you know what? I'm glad you brought up USC because that whole Pete Carroll era and Reggie Bush, And Matt Leinart doesn't feel the same. And you can, they can say whatever they want. You know it doesn't feel the same, Chris.
But I think most of us still think about that team being a great football team.
No, I get that.
It doesn't feel the same, but I don't look at – I mean, it's like I remember the great plays and the great wins and all that. But, look, nobody's going – we're not condoning cheating. So, if like I said, his views are valid, Rob, and – you're right. If he says he's coaching kids, it's not a good example for kids. That's for sure.
Let's squeeze one more in. Nick in New York, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nick?
Hey, last caller, I would love to see the paper that he submitted that apparently got revoked because I think that would be hilarious. with Michigan, if they were cheating and they were stealing signs, wouldn't the other team start changing their plays and their play calls?
Well, not if they don't know.
If they don't know
you're doing it.
Yeah, no. But I feel like you have to do that week to week.
You can't make an excuse for Michigan.
Can I give an answer?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is why it's my favorite show. If you know other teams, like you have people in the stadium, it doesn't matter if it's some random Joe or someone's dad filming on the sideline, you should have different play calls every week.
You're blaming the victim.
Right.
Equivalent. This is not the equivalent of signs in baseball, sign stealing. This is using technology.
Yes.
That's the difference, right?
That was the big thing with the Astros was the technology.
Right.
Right. It wasn't just you looking and the catcher's lazy and you see you put up down a two, Chris, and you're looking curveball. That's different. You could do that.
And I think the difference, Rob, quickly for those who might not understand why there's a difference, technology gives you an advantage.
Yep.
The human eye, if I can steal your signs and pick them up better than you, that's still equal. You're human. I'm human. We got two eyes.
Now you got a camera slowing it down.
Right, with technology, now I can have a way. Maybe my technology is better than yours. So now I have an advantage. All right, we got Ephraim Salam around the corner first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Our next guest, that's right, former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
How y'all doing?
We are great. Let's start with the game last night. Do you think Michigan's championship is tainted?
I'd say it's tainted, Ephraim.
No, it's not tainted. It's not tainted. I'm not going to take anything away from those kids and what they worked hard to do.
What are you taking away from them if they're under investigation as we speak? If they lay
the kids,
out. The kids are a part of it. Don't we mean the kids didn't do anything? If they have intel to help the kids play better, they're a part of it. What do you mean they're not a part of it?
Rob, no matter, just because you yell, that doesn't make you right, okay?
I'm thinking about being right, but they're involved. What do you mean, the kids? Like, if they got information,
from what we know now,
though,
wouldn't you argue they served their punishment?
Yeah,
Harbaugh got suspended for three games. Now, if four comes out, we'll see.
Yeah, like as of right now, look, that's closed up. We don't know what's coming after the fact. But they won the national championship. They did it in a tremendous way. They went through the gauntlet. They basically ran the ball down the throat of a Washington team that was clicking on all cylinders. And then they made Penix Jr. look like, you know, he didn't belong on that stage at all.
Yeah, a lot of people saying he lost money last night.
He lost millions of dollars last night, just FYI.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. But he still can get a senior coffee at McDonald's, so he'll be all right.
He's old.
Thank you.
He's not old, Rob. You're old.
Yes. I know. I have the gray hair to prove it every day. Let's go to the NFL and the Chargers job. Let's do that. I know they – who was it? Kellen Moore they interviewed today. Who do you expect to get that job?
It's got to be somebody like Harbaugh. They can't make another mistake. All right? So they have to bring somebody in who has a proving record of of taking teams with talent to the next level, right? You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I believe that's the definition of insanity. So if they continue to make these hires, these little hires with a niche to them, then they're going to continue to repeat the same mistakes. It's as simple as that. First of all, he's the cheap option. You got to spend money.
And Justin Herbert declined under his watch, right?
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
I know Kellen Moore's been the hotness for a while, but no.
It doesn't matter. The prize of the organization is that quarterback. Yep. All right? So whatever you can do for him and to make him a better player, better leader of a team, then that's what you have to do. You can't just, you know, throw in the towel and be like, oh, we know Kellen, he's great for us, and we're going to pay him this little bit of money, opposed to really opening the checkbook and paying somebody to come in. Like, Jim Harbaugh, that's going to be a big ticket. It's going to cost some money, but they have it, and they got to use it if they want to right this ship.
Hey, let me follow up with this. The Sean Payton thing, and now, you know, they're kind of walking back a little bit because I guess financially not sure what they could do with Russell Wilson. No final decision has been made. We're leaving the door open. He might bring him back. That to me sounds financial, where they might just be stuck and have no choice.
Well, it is definitely financial. It's $30 million for someone who's not going to be playing football for you.
Right.
So what happens is when you're emotional, when you do things out of emotion, right? They went to him after they lost the game against New England and said, hey, we need to restructure your contract, and if not, then we're not going to play you. Look, you've made your bed. You got to lie in it. You can't roll that back now. You've already severed the relationship between star quarterback, the organization, and the head coach. There is no fixing that. You're not going to fix it. You're on the hook for $30 million this year, and if he's on the roster in March, that's $37 million in 2025. So that's a $67 million mistake that they just made.
And to put that out in public, let that get out there, do you know what I mean? Like, that's where you're in a bad spot.
Yeah, they mishandled this, and it's going to cost them a lot of money either way.
Ephraim, what do you think should happen in New England with Bill Belichick? Should he be back?
Oh, no, it's time to go. It's time to go. And the crazy thing is, I heard this, you know, what is the Patriots way? What is Bill Belichick's model? Like, what we all
know. The Patriots way is having a top five defense all those years they won Super Bowls. That's their model.
No,
top five defense.
The Patriots way is we're going to get rid of you sooner than later.
I agree with that. I agree. And people kept going there, Ephraim. I agree with you. And that's not the only place. They did it in Philadelphia to all those guys, too. Terrible.
You're right. But when do we do it to coaches? Right?
So you be cool firing him.
It's time. Look, first of all, what he did last year to Mac Jones and with the whole Matt Patricia thing, I mean, that was a travesty. Like, you can't do things like that at that level, right? And then be arrogant about it. And so that shows you the disconnect that he's having with these younger players and what's happening now. So, yeah, maybe it's time, because it'll never be like it was when Tom was there.
I don't think they're going to win. And there's been talk about Vrabel if Belichick goes. And I think Vrabel's a really good coach. I think he'll coach somewhere at some point again. I feel like, and I know he's not under the Belichick tree. He played for him but not coached for him. But I just feel like that would be a lot of the same. And I probably am going for an offensive, you know, a young offensive guy who I can team with a new young quarterback. What are your thoughts on Vrabel possibly going there?
What you don't want to do is keep trying to repeat the same thing, all right? You're not going to capture lightning in a bottle again hiring a Belichick disciple because he's going to bring some of the same principles, a little bit different energy.
Disciple, though. He didn't coach under Belichick.
Well, he played.
He played under him.
Yeah, but he didn't coach with him.
And so we get that, Rob, but he's used to a certain type of way, especially with being in New England. And look, Mike, he's turned out to be a tremendous coach. I like what he's done in Tennessee without the cachet quarterback or the superstar at quarterback. They've been number one in the conference. They've been to the playoffs. They won playoff games. He's had ultimate success there. But going back to New England and trying to fill the shoes of your coach and your mentor, that's a tough ask.
Yeah, yeah. Quickly, before you go, in 30 seconds, what'd you think of Jameis Winston? It looks like his teammates are coming out and some ex-teammates and defending him.
Well, Jameis Winston. Jameis is a teammate guy. Guys love him in the locker room. Say what you want in the public or coaching or whatever. Guys love him. We saw it when he was at Florida State, the way he can galvanize.
You can't have that. Ethan.
You can't do it. I don't agree with it.
Okay.
But like the question was, guys.
Just like if you're a coach going forward, I'm just asking you, Ethan, you playing the league. Okay, I respect
that. You can't trust that.
You can't trust that. If you're a coach, how can you trust that guy?
I can't do it, Chris.
I'm dead sure.
They should fire Dennis Allen.
I would not.
That's what I do.
I would not, if I was a coach, have Jameis Winston on my team. I wouldn't.
Well, that might happen. So, I mean, there's a lot of bad quarterback play out there. So, he's going to find a job somewhere.
We'll see. All right, that's our man Ephraim Salam. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
2 out of 3, Ephraim, I agree with you, my man. Great day. Good job.
That means you were wrong, Ephraim, twice. I guess he's gone. Yeah.
He hung up.
He couldn't stand being right or in agreement with
me twice.
Too many times. All right. Shekel City's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Shekel City, all NBA tonight. Best bet, taking the Lakers -4.5. They host the Raptors here in Los Angeles. Also taking the Mavericks -8.5. The Grizzlies are coming to Dallas for that game, and the Blazers are in the Big Apple at Madison Square Garden, the most famous arena in the world. That's right. Taking on the Knickerbockers, Knicks minus 12.5. So I got favorites galore tonight. Here we go. Knicks minus 12.5, Mavericks minus 8.5, and the Lakers minus 4.5. And remember, Chris Broussard, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you I bet on. Thanks, LeBron. Appreciate it.
All right, Rob, sad news for Ja Morant. I mean, you talk about this past, I don't know, year for him has just been horrible, but his doing most of it. But he is undergoing season-ending shoulder surgery. Was working out in practice and found out he's got some shoulder issues, so he is going to have surgery on his right shoulder. He should be back, according to reports, for the start of next season. Rob, he was averaging 25 points, 8 assists, and the Grizzlies, who had been bad, I think they were 6-19 when he came back, were 6-3 with him. I actually think they were going to find a way into the postseason, whether it was play-in or playoffs. They were looking like a championship contender again with him on the court, but he'll be out. So the question is this, Rob. Ja, putting all the off-the-court stuff aside, he has been a great player. Do you find this reminiscent of Derrick Rose? Derrick Rose, MVP, was en route to the Hall of Fame. Now, he's been able to resume his career but after not some injuries. Right. He's not the same player. He's been a role player ever since. I'm going to say this quickly. I see a difference. I know they both are small guards. They both play very explosive basketball. They both get high, you know, Rose, when he was at his best, get high up in the air. And, you know, when you're small, 6'2", and get that high up, you can get undercut. You can get fouled in the air and have some hard landings. The thing I'll say that's different with Ja, because I think he's got to play the way he plays, obviously, Rose was more herky-jerky. Ja is more straight line. But the difference is Ja hasn't had the leg issues that Rose has had. Rose's issues were the knees, because he put so much torque on his joints with how herky-jerky and explosive he was. Ja's, you know, this is a shoulder injury. And so I think he's going to have to just play how he plays, and we just hope he doesn't get hurt. But, Rob, Ja, I won't even include Ja in that yet. But I'll just say Derrick Rose, Penny Hardaway, two point guards who would have been Hall of Famers, and injuries early in their career, about 4 or 5 years, 6 years into their career, derailed them. Hopefully that doesn't happen with Ja.
Only problem I have with Ja, Chris, is that he's been injured since he, you know, he keeps getting injured. And I don't know, does he, he's how old is he, 23?
I think he's 24. I'll check it out.
23 or 24, but my point is.
But he has had some injuries.
He's had injuries already, my God, and he's young. You know what I mean? And I think you're right about the
24.
Way he, 24 years old. I mean, this is a big blow. He was on the sideline, didn't play. And now he's out for the season. I mean, it just seems to get worse. And it's nothing that he can't recover from, obviously. But this is it's mind-boggling about the young players, Lonzo Ball, him, Zion, Chris.
I think, Ron.
I just shake my head. I mean, you know, I've been covering the league since 87. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, to your point with him, 67 games as a rookie, you know, not bad. 63 the second year, 57 his third year, and last year, of course, the suspension, so 61 games, and now 9 games this year. So, yeah, I mean, even if it's not really huge leg issues, he is still being injured, you know, quite a bit. So I don't know that that's related to his style of play or what, but they got to figure that out. I think, Rob, with the young players in general, though, maybe it's that they're playing year-round now, all the AAU. They're not really a lot of times playing other sports. You know, your body, I mean, from the time they're young kids, Rob, they're going year-round. So maybe that has something to do with it, like baseball as well. All right, Odd Couple, 2 hours left. Trash Talking Tuesdays next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.